Hello and welcome everyone to the Macro Opportunities June monthly podcast. June saw a sharp flattening of global government yield curves. Policymakers reiterated their concerns about bringing inflation back to target, which caused short-dated yields to move higher in anticipation of additional policy rate hikes, while long-dated government bond yields remained largely unchanged. Energy prices rose and risk appetite improved, reflecting optimism in the global growth outlook. U.S. President Biden signed the agreement to raise the U.S. debt ceiling into law at the beginning of the month, averting what was seen as a major risk for markets. U.S. inflation continued to moderate in May, with the headline CPI index rising 4% on a year-over-year basis, down from 4.9% in April, while core inflation also slowed. These prints were supported by a series of forward-looking data points that guided towards a further softening in inflationary pressures, with the ISM prices paid measures and the University of Michigan Inflation Expectation Survey also moving lower. The headline inflation readings set the stage for the Federal Reserve to leave the Fed funds rate unchanged at 5 to 5.25%, as was widely expected. The European Central Bank hiked the deposit facility rate by 25 basis points to 3.5%, as was widely expected. The ECB President Lagarde highlighted that a July hike is very likely, and it reiterated that they were not thinking about pausing. June headline and core inflation both printed in line with expectations, but emphasized the disparity between Eurozone economies and the corresponding challenges the ECB faces. For example, Spanish headline CPI inflation grew at 1.6% year over year in June, compared to 6.8% in Germany. Peripheral European government bonds outperformed their German counterparts, given robust demand and the additional yield pickup. Headwinds from the ECB asset sales remain benign, with the selling focused on German and French assets to date. In terms of performance for June, duration and yield curve positioning was the most significant detractor on a net basis as a result of overall long U.S. duration. Emerging market debt was the most significant contributor as most Russian local currency government bonds began trading again and were marked up in price. But local currency sovereign exposures in Brazil, Mexico, and South Africa, as well as U.S. denominated Israeli corporate debt, were also beneficial. Overall foreign exchange positioning added to performance on a net basis. Positive contributions from emerging market foreign exchange was driven mainly by Brazil, Mexico, and South African exposures. In developed markets, foreign exchange was a slight contributor as the negative impact of Japanese yen was offset by positive performance from the Australian dollar and the Norwegian krona. So for the outlook going forward, in line with our expectations, global growth is downshifting and the disinflationary process is clearly underway, albeit unevenly. Lessening bottleneck pressures, financial stability concerns contributing to tighter credit conditions in the U.S. and Europe, and softer manufacturing and services demand worldwide are helping to alleviate price pressures globally. These trends, combined with the major central banks continuing to advocate for restrictive monetary policy for an extended period, should further temper growth and inflation. In such a scenario, we expect developed market government bond yields to trend lower and that the U.S. dollar will weaken modestly. These factors should act as a tailwind for emerging markets, where central banks are closer to the end of their tightening cycle relative to the developed world, and valuations are attractive. Spread sectors such as high yield, bank loans, and select areas of mortgage-backed security space also offer attractive yield, but we acknowledge that credit markets remain vulnerable to unanticipated shifts in macro-related sentiment, geopolitical developments, and the risk of central bank over-tightening. So that concludes our podcast for June. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.